Okay, just so we have, after this year, we're going to have three more shirim. So the plan, I think, is to deal with Kabbalah's mitzvos. We're going with Kabbalah's mitzvos for a year katan in the next year. Then we'll deal with another shir. We'll have a shir devoted to Rav Yosef's din of Imhigdili Yichol Munchos. And then the last year, we'll deal with Halacha L'maisa issues with regards to Gir Katan. So that'll be for the next couple of days. Okay, so we ended off this morning with discussing Tosfos both in Ksubis, and then we ended off with Tosfos in Sanhedrin. And within Ksubis, so we had two different understandings as to what the Zechi is. Zachon Lavin Shol Lufanov, what's the Zechi with regards to Gir Katan? And so we said either it's based on the Kabbalah and Mitzvos, that the Beis Din is being the Kabbalah Mitzvos for the Gir Katan, they view it as a Zechus, similar to the Lashon of Miri. It's not clear that the Miri is going between the concepts of Zachon Lavin Shol Lufanov, but the Miri does say that it's Aldas Beis Din, and so therefore Beis Din, the idea of Aldas Beis Din is that Beis Din takes on the Achrayas to raise the child to make sure that he will be in the Kabbalah Mitzvos. So then similarly, you could say for the Zachon idea, that Zachon Adam Shol Bafanov, that the Beis Din is being masked for the Katan, the concept of Kabbalah Mitzvah. That was one option. And then we have a second option, and we tried to prove how that's the Shita of Tosos, which is to say that what are we being mezakeh to the Katan? We're being mezakeh to him the fact that it's L'shem Geiros. The Tvila ends up being L'shem Geiros. You need the Tvila to be L'shem Geiros, perhaps the Mila also has to be L'shem Geiros. And so the Katan doesn't have Das to make it L'shem Geiros. And the Beis Din is basically making it that it's L'shem Geiros. And so we pointed out that according to both explanations, it's a little difficult what the Ma'ak Mash Malan is. Because L'chor, there's a big Kedush here. So Tosis himself, he lobbed off it a little bit, and the Tosis in Ksuvis, he says, yeah, it's true, the Gemara could give a different reason, they didn't have to say concept, the fact that there's a Schus for a Katan, for a guy who's a Katan. The Gemara could have given a different reason that there's another Kedush here, that there's another Kedushim. So it's true, Tosos does say that, but still, it's a little bit lavdafka, and it sounds from the Gemara that this is goof of the chiddush of the Gemara, the fact that there is a concept of zachin for a katan, with regards to the mitzvahs. So within both explanations, it's a little difficult. The Gemara should tell us, the chiddush is that I can have a concept of zachin for kabbalas mitzvahs, that there's a concept of zachin to the fact that I can make it that it's l'shem geiros, that there's tefillah, it's like da'as sachar smakna, parallel to da'as sachar smakna, that the da'as of Beis Din could say that when the kid is going into the mikvah, so then it's really L'shem Geiros. So both ideas seem to be not so pashut that the Gemara could have said that was the Chiddush of Rav Huna. So the Tosfos himself, he laughed off his lid and says that the Gemara could have given, this is one explanation of, this is one Chiddush of Rav Huna, and there are also other Kedushim of Rav Huna. So Tosfos in Sanhedrin, he has a couple of interesting points. The first point is that he starts off by saying that the concept of Zechia doesn't only apply to a Katan, it also applies to a Gadol. He says that if Zechia only works with the Rabbanah for a guy, so then we would have a big problem. He says, Mi yohalo kashahi din kain, tikshi lan kol ger, heyach mat bilin osam. How do we ever have a concept of gerus with the Raisa? If the concept of Zechia is only the Rabbanan, so then that should also apply to a Gadol, not just to a Ger Katan, but that should also apply to a Ger Gadol. And so therefore, a Ger Gadol should only work Midir Rabbanan. How do we ever have a concept of Gerus Midir Raisa? So Tosfos answers by saying, no, Elakim, this is Chasa B'yado, Bayin Ke'echad, Shiny. It's going to work here because it's Chasa B'yado, Bayin Ke'echad. And so that would work both for a Gai Gadol and for a Gai Katan, mitzad the Gai Shebo, not mitzad his being a Katan. But the guy, he'll be Zocha, both become a Yisrael, and he'll be Zocha in the Shlichos at the very same time. So we ask, what's this idea to have a Zechia for a Gadol? L'chora, the whole difference, the reason why we need Zechia for a Katan is because he's Lav Bar Das, he's not a Bar Das. And so therefore, Beis Din is instilling some sort of Das on the Katan. But what is this concept here to say that there's a Zechia for the Gadol? The Gadol has Das. So what does it mean that Beis Din is creating some sort of schus for the Gadol? So I saw two different explanations as to what's going on here. The first explanation could be really based on what we said within Tosfos and Ksubis. It's really very similar to Tosfos and Ksubis. Just like a Katan cannot be Tovah L'Shem Geiros, because he lacks Das, so too a Goy Who said that a guy could create the concept, even though he has das, but who says he has the concept to make it l'shem tefillah, l'shem gerus, make the tefillah l'shem gerus? Maybe a guy lacks that ability to make something l'shma, to make it have halachic significance, that his das will then create that halachic significance to make it l'shma, which is a broader discussion, which is not just unique to l'shem gerus, it's a bigger issue. But perhaps a guy also, not just a katan, a guy can't provide the lishma. So one Akron, there are multiple Akronim which give this suggestion. One Akron which I saw said this is the Beis Yaakov. The Beis Yaakov is a pirish on Gemara and Ksuvos. It's the Nesivos. His explanation, his commentary is the Beis Yaakov on Ksuvos. He says, "Beneath the Mashikoso Tosos Opus and Hedrisham." He says it's not based on shlichos shezochlo batzmo. Yesh lahavin ma inin based in lazeh. It's not in your Gemara Kumos. I apologize. What's the concept of based in within the Gemara within Tosas and Sanhedrin? So he says v'nira dehu kein hadem avur b'chulin. He compares it to the Gemara b'chulin and daf lamed aleph. The nida shenansa v'tavla. If you have a nida. Who's nansa v'tavla? Someone forces her to go into the mikvah. Lo mahani tefila l'chuma u'labal. The tefila does not work. You need to have the tefila l'shem nida. If a woman's forced to go into the mikvah as a nida, it's not going to work. She'll still be usher to her husband, and she'll still be tamei l'inyan truma. V'aminan sham, but the Gemara says the ansa chaverta kavana da chaverta kavanta ma'al yisuhi. But if she's forced into it by her friend, let's say her friend pushes her in. And the friend's kavana at the time is that it should make her tahora from nida. So then that works. Because the kavana of the friend will work to define the nida, that tefillah of the nida, l'shem nida. Even though if she was forced into it without such kavana, that wouldn't work. But once she's forced into it based on the kavana of the friend, so the kavana of the friend will help us to define this situation as being a situation which is l'shem nida. That's what the Gemara says. Well, the Bizet says the Beis Yaakov, So therefore, we need it to be a zchus. Why? In our case, for Geirus. Because if it's for a zchus, so then we'll be able to say that this is really what the purpose is for. We can define this as being l'shem Geirus. If it's a chova, and really the person doesn't want it, it's not worth it for the person, or it's not a mitzvah. So then you can't say that this is really how we're going to define the situation. But once it's a schus, or it's for the Beis Yaakov, or it's for the purpose of a mitzvah, so then somebody else, such as in this case, Beis Din, can now define this situation as being l'shem gerus. Even though he doesn't have das, or he doesn't have enough das to give us some sort of halachic significance to tell us that this is l'shem gerus, still Beis Din can now define the situation as being l'shem gerus. And this would apply both for a katan who doesn't have any das, and for the god who has das, but since he's a guy, he doesn't have enough das to have halachic significance in this situation. He wouldn't be able to make this l'shem gerus. So that's one way of understanding Tosos. And so therefore it's really similar to our understanding of Tosos and Ksubis, but then he just extends it to a guy gadol. It might be different than Tosos and Ksubis doesn't extend it to a guy gadol, perhaps because they have a machlokas about how much das the guy gadol has in order to make a lishma. Maybe Tosas and Ksubis holds that the guy gadol could make a lishem geirus. Perhaps that's what the machlokas is between Tosas and Sanhedrin, Tosas and Ksubis.
In that case of Nida, what was the difference between if her friend brought her in versus somebody else?
Somebody else forces her to go in, but not lishem Nida, so then you can't define the situation as being it for the purpose of Nida.
Oh, it's just the pusher has to have in mind lishem Nida.
Yeah, the one who's defining the situation
right.
Has to have that in mind. There's also a second explanation, which really depends on the rest of Tosos. So we'll read the rest of Tosos. So Tosos then says, this all works if katan, the zechia for katan works midiraisa. The katan lesla zechia midiraisa. Vada kasha heyach nizgayer. How is there geirus here? You can't say Zechi also be Yadavayin Ke'afad because he's still going to be a Katan. He'll still be a Katan who's Jewish, but a Katan doesn't have Zechi in the Torah. So he gives the first answer, which is the same answer that we saw in Ksubis, which is that there's one case where it works with the Raisa of Geras Muberes, that's what we dealt with earlier. And he has various kashas on that explanation. Just to say that most, that there's this only the one case which is the Raisa, the rest are Midir Rabbana. He says, Mew Kasha, Darmini Ger Kata, Babila, so Adas Bezin, Mulchol Mili Kashav Ger. Seems like it's for everything, even Mulchol Mili Raisa. And he says it would be difficult to say that it works with the Rabbanon, and it's based on Yishkof Yad Nachon Lakar Davin HaTorah B'kum Ba'asei. Although it's just B'shev Al-Tasa. So he has various questions. And now he gives a new pshat. He says, V'nire. The Zechiyah de Geirus lo dami l'shar Zechiyahs. The Zechiyah of Geirus is very different. It's not parallel to other Zechiyahs. The Ma'ashe Bezim HaTvilen Oso Einam Zochim Ba'avuro. It's not like there's Zochan something for him. They're not doing something for him. Bezin's not physically doing anything. Elhu Zocha Ba'atzmo, Begufo. He himself is the one that's doing the Mila. He's doing the Tvila. Shinasa Ger, V'nichlas Tachas Kan Fe'eshkina. V'had Deparach B'ksubis, Tanina Zochan Adem Shalob B'fanav, V'mishani Ma'u D'tim Ovi K'chom Be'atkir N'yichalei. Oh, there's a Havin to say that there's no... that. We can't apply Zochan here, so it sounds like it is based on Zochan. So, how does this fit within the Gemara? He just said that Bezin's role here is not based on Zochan. This is not your classical Zochan. So, but how do you fit into this with the rest of the Gemara, which says that it is based on Zochan? Right? Again, he has yet to explain what Bezin is accomplishing. He just said that it's not based on your classical understanding of Zochan. This is not your regular Zochan. So his question is, so why does the Gemara bring in the concept of Zochan? So he explains, Hayim Mishum, Dim Haisa Chovasa, if we were to define this as a chova for the Ger Katan, so then lo haya lebezin his matzeya lahachas gufo bidavar sheish lo chova. So then Bezin wouldn't allow for this situation to allow the ger to go through the process. Lahachas gufo bidavar sheish lo chova. Bezin wouldn't allow this. If this were to be a chova, so then Bezin wouldn't allow the ger to go through the mila and the tefila. Afilo betino k'la bardas choshev ger. He's saying in the end, even a tino who doesn't have any das, it would still be a good geirus. It would be a geirus midoraisa. Because, and the point is because it's not based on zochin. Since it's not based on zochin, so therefore, even for a tino, even if you hold that for a katan, zochin only works midorabanan. Here it would work midoraisa. You'd be a complete geir. So again, he hasn't explained yet what the role of bezin is. But he says that if it were to be a chova, the point of the Gemara is that if it were to be a chova, so then Bezin would stop the whole process. So when we had the sugya of the role of Bezin, so we had different explanations as to what Bezin is accomplishing, why we need Bezin in the Geirus process. So one of the explanations that we gave was that Bezin is really giving their stamp of approval. You need Bezin there because Bezin is saying that this is a good Geirus. They're telling you that this is a good Geirus. That's what Rav Elchanan said. And we mentioned this Rav Elchanan in the past. So Rav Elchanan Kovitz Shur in Ksubis in Oslam and Gimel, so he says that Bezdin is one pshat, and why we need Bezdin is because they're giving their stamp of approval, and he proves it from this Tosus in Sanhedrin. He says that Kufa is with the pshat is by Ger Katan according to this Tosus in Sanhedrin. What's Mapilin Oso Adas Bezdin? Mapilin Oso Adas Bezdin is that the Ger is doing everything himself. He's going through the Mila, he's going through the Tefillah, he's doing everything himself. Still concept of Zochan. So in terms of Kabbalah and Mitzvos, we'll get to that tomorrow. Tosos deals with later on. In that same Tosos, he deals with Kabbalah and Mitzvos. What does it mean, Mabilon Soa Das Bezdin? The whole pshat of Mabilon Soa Das Bezdin is that we need Bezdin to give their approval. But Rav Huna is saying, Ger Katan Mabilon Soa Das Bezdin. Bezdin has to give their approval. Is there a difference between a Ger Katan and a Ger Gadol with regards to this? Is the role of Bezdin any different between a Ger Katan and a Ger Gadol? There's absolutely no difference. It's the same. Ger Gadol also Matbilin Osoal Das Bezdin. Bezdin has to give their approval. It's just with regards to Ger Katan, there's a Chiddush here. What's the Chiddush with regards to Ger Katan? Why does Rav Huna have to tell us Ger Katan Matbilin Osoal Das Bezdin? It's also Ger Gadol Matbilin Osoal Das Bezdin. The Chiddush is that you might have thought that Bezdin would stop it. If you have a Ger Gadol coming and saying he wants to be a Geir, so he's coming on his own and he has Das, so he obviously wants to go through with it. So Bezdin, they check into him and they make sure that it's going to be a good Geirus. He's sincere about it. So then they'll approve of it. But by a ger katan, the chiddush is that it's a schus for him. That's the whole chiddush of Rav Huna, to tell you that there's a schus here. So then the Gemara makes perfect sense. We ask my kamashvala, and what's the chiddush of Rav Huna? Rav Huna is telling us a davar pasha. It's true. Rav Huna, right? The Gemara said, "Am Rav Huna ger katan mat bilasol das beizdin." That a ger katan, you need beizdin for it. The Gemara asks, "My kamashvala, what's the chiddush of Rav Huna?" So we asked until now. According to the other explanations we gave, what do you mean, what's the chiddush? Isn't it? These are huge chiddushim to say that beizdin is going to be mezakehin the kavos and mitzvos, or they're going to define the situation to be l'shem geirus, that the tefillah is l'shem geirus. That's the chiddush. Well, you had so hard to find the chiddush here. So the answer is, according to this Tosos, according to how Rav Chanan understands Tosos, is that what's the chiddush of Rav Huna? Ger katan is also matbilin osod das beizdin. What's the chiddush of Rav Huna telling us ger katan matbilin osod das beizdin? That's what the Gemara is asking. What's the chiddush by ger katan? By ger katan also matbilin osod das beizdin. We also need to give the stamp of approval. We always need beizdin. Every ger is needs beizdin. So why is Rav Huna telling me that I need beizdin by ger katan? That's what the kasha of Gemara. So the Gemara answers, no, we need the chiddush is that you might have thought that you wouldn't need that Bezin wouldn't approve of this because it's a chova for the ger katan. He doesn't know what it's a chov for him to accept upon himself mitzvos, and he's not doing this willingly. Kamash malam, but no, it's also a chos for him. So Bezin will also approve of this. But the whole concept of Mabil Sol Das Bezin, that's not a chiddush. That's the whole concept of requiring Bezin by every gerus. And so therefore, it's mistaber why the Gemara asks my kamash molon here. For this Tosus, it makes sense. I think he's dealing with both. If you look at him, he's dealing with the Habmina. I think it's harder to say this in the Habmina than in the Maskana. It fits better in the Maskana than in the Habmina. So that's why I have a little difficulty with the Rukhana. He's going at least within the Habmina. He might also be going with he didn't say he's not going within the Maskana. We'll get to the Habmina in a minute. I want to get to the Habmina. Yoni, you had your hand up? No. Okay, let's see this Kovitz Shirim inside, because he is dealing with the Havim. This is in one of the pages in the Marmot Tomos. The second to last page. It's Kovitz Shirim Moslam again. It says, Bahadigir Kotam Apion Osob Mitam Zachiyah. Picture between us the Ein Zachon La'akram. You can ask on all gerim. If I feel on the son, I'll keep on the chiyos of yado buying ke'echad shiny. Because the chiyos of yado buying ke'echad, it's different. So Tosus asks, if the chiyos are abundant, we have a kasha, how do you have any gerus whatsoever, even by a ger gadol? And so he answers, no, it's not a problem for a gadol, because the chiyos of yado buying ke'echad. So Rav Chanan asks, v'tema, my zechiya tzarach b'chol ger shu ben das misgar mitas atzma. What's this concept of zechiya for a gadol who's a bar das? V'had tzarach din zechiya b'katan whom yishim degeres tzricha das v'katan la bardeya. He's pretty vague about this, but he says that which we need zechiya for katan has something to do with the fact that the katan is a la bar das, and Beis Din is creating a zechiya for him. So they're providing that das. So why do you need zechiya for a gadol? So he says, Venira, das tosos, the ha de ger is tricha beizdin, ain't pirusha de tzarach raya greida mi beizdin, kimo be ede kedushin. Don't tell me that the role of beizdin is just that they're beizdin lakima dover, like eden lakima dover, for ede kedushin. Ella, the beizdin osin as chalos hageros. Beizdin is creating that chalos geros. And that's why, even in the havmina, we require Bezdin to create that Chalos Geirus. Rav Chanan is within the Hadmin. He has a few kashas on this. We dealt with these kashas. He says, oh, but there's a Tosos and Yivamos from Hain Bez who says that Bezdin doesn't have to be present. It works just based on an Ansadi. As long as you have an Ansadi, that there's Tefillos and that would work. So that implies that you don't need Bezdin to get their stamp of approval. We dealt with a bunch of his whole discussion. We also, there was the Dagom Ravava. We discussed whether Bezin has to know about the fact that there's an Ober there. He goes on to bring Raya's back and forth. But the Kovitz, Rav Chanan, is within the Havmina. And it fits beautifully with the Maskana. The Maskana fits beautifully. But he says this even within the Havmina. So what's this Pshat within the Havmina? So it's difficult to understand, but apparently he holds that when Beis Din gives their stamp of approval, so it's more than just Beis Din, in the Havmin at least, it's more than Beis Din just giving their stamp of approval. Beis Din is saying, you are now Jewish. But the one that's really supposed to be saying that, the one that's supposed to be creating such a stamp of approval, the one that's supposed to change him into being having Kedush Yisrael, is not Beis Din, but it's really the guy, the Ger. The Ger is the one that's supposed to say, okay, now I'm Jewish. The guy is supposed to be the one that gives that fellows. But he can't. He can't create that fellows. He can't create that fellows on his own. So Beis Din is mezakeh him to that fellows. Beis Din is, that's how Rav Chanan understands it. Beis Din is saying, we're going to give you that stamp of approval, and they're going to mezakeh him as if he himself now is saying, I'm now Jewish. I have Kedushas Yisrael. It's like the Ger himself has to do it within the Havnah. And Zechiyasa Biyada Bain Ke'afar, once he becomes Jewish, so then at the very same time that he becomes Jewish, so then he himself could be, have that koach to accept that schus from Beis Din to say, now I'm Jewish. That happens all at the same time. What changes between the Havmina and the Maskana is whether that's necessary or not. Within the Havmina, Beis Din has to say, give that stamp of approval to create that fellows, but really the Ger himself, for some reason, has to be the one that creates that fellows, and Beis Din gives that over to the Ger. Beis Din tells the Ger, is mezakeh to the Ger, now it's as if you are the one that's saying that I'm creating that fellows. Through Zachin, through Zechia. At that point in time, it's through Zechia. And Zechia Biyado Ban Kefa, through that whole mechanism. Tosis then gives it, in his Maskana, he says, no, that's not necessary. The fact that we have a concept of Ger Katan, which works Midoraisa, and there's a tzad to say that there's no Zechia for a Katan Midoraisa, so it must be that it's not working through Zafin. It's just working by the Beis Din creating that chalos. He doesn't have to transfer it over to the Ger. The Beis Din could just create that chalos. The Beis Din says, he's a Ger, and we need that. And so then that's what Matbil Nosol Das Beis Din is. Matbil Nosol Das Beis Din is that Beis Din gives their stamp of approval. It doesn't have to be transferred over to the Ger. That's not necessary. And that's why we could have a Ger Katan, which works Midoraisa, even though a Katan does not have Zechia Midoraisa. There's a Tzad that he doesn't have Zechia Midoraisa, but still, it's not working through Zafiya. It's just Beis Din has to give their stamp of approval. And then that fits with the whole Shekhar B'Tayr of the Gemara. It's the same Ma'ik Kamash Malach.
So saying that it's harder to say that Beis Din gives the approval in the Havmina for this, but
yeah, and he doesn't say it either. He doesn't. He says it more explicitly in his answer.
So if you say in the Havmina that they're really, that their being is like, Beis Din has the right to the guy.
But then why would that work for a katan? In the Hamina, why wouldn't that work? What's the Zakhiya? Why would that work for a katan? If this is like a different type of Zakhiya than in general, so why wouldn't that work for a katan?
No, it's right. I mean, the
rights to get. Okay, fine. That's essentially, it's similar to what you're saying.
It's not.
No, it is. Are you trying to say differently, or?
No. I'm just trying to. Why is it worse in the
Havmina
than in the
Maskana? I don't think it's a problem in the Havmina. I don't think it's a problem. It's just, it's not as explicit in the Havmina as in the Maskana.
Oh,
in Tosis himself. It's not a problem in the Havmina. Like, you could explain the Havmina in other ways, like the transferring over to the Shem Ger. It's not explicit in the Havmina. Fine. So now, in the end of the day, we have three different explanations as to what Matbil Nosol Das Beis Din means. We could either say that Beis Din is being mezakeh him, the Kabbalah and Mitzvos, or we could say that they're defining the situation as being a Tzvila, which is L'Shem Gerus. Or you say that Beis Din is just creating the chalos gerus. They're giving their stamp of rule, just like what they would do for a ger gadol. The same thing that they would do for a ger gadol, they would do for a ger katan. It's just the chiddush is that it's a chos for the ger katan. So we have three different explanations. So you have to keep those. You have to keep the role of Beis Din. The role of Beis Din regards to the ger katan and what they're being mezakeh to the katan. You have to keep that in mind for the whole rest of the sugya. The way you understand the rest of the sugya changes completely based on your understanding of what Beis Din, why Beis Din is necessary for a Ger Katan. So I wanted to discuss one of the Nafkaminas now. for a few minutes, and then we'll deal with Kabbalah mitzvahs tomorrow, and then we'll also deal with the din of Rav Yosef, which also, depending on the different understandings of Beis Din, that would impact the din of Rav Yosef. The rest of the sugya really gets impacted by this yisod about what the rule of Beis Din is. So in terms of what I want to discuss now is whether this ger katan is this midiraisa or midirabana. Is this working midiraisa or midirabana? So if you say that this is your classical zechiyah, so then that depends whether it's mitam shlichus or not. So Tosus holds that it's mitam shlichus, and if it's mitam shlichus, so then you have problems with regards to a guy and with regards to a katan. So then there would be a tzad to say that it only works midirabana, which is why Tosus says that it's working midirabana. If you look at the Rashi and the Ritva, so they're also b'shitasam, they hold that zechiyah is not mitam shlichus. Zechiyah is its own separate parsha. The fact that I could be, it's not like I'm the shliach for the person, it's just there's a concept of zechiyah that I could pick something up for somebody else, and it could be theirs, I could pick up a $20 bill, and they could acquire it. That's not because I'm his shliach, it's a separate parsha called zechiyah. And that could work for a katan, midaraisa. One second, so if that could work for a katan midaraisa, so then the ger katan could also work midaraisa. You have a question?
No, it's fine.
If you say that the way it's working is not through your regular way of zechiyah, and it's really just basing it, giving their stamp of approval, so then it's not based on zochin. So then it's mistaber why it works with their rights. Tosfos and Sanhedrin clearly hold that it works with their rights. There are also other ways to just understand why Bezin is involved and how it could work differently than zochin. The Pnei Yeshua is Medayik in Rashi, and when he says Vehei Nasan Lo'av, we gave one explanation earlier today. Vehei Nasan Lo'av means that Vehei Nasan Lo'av means that they play the role of Chinuch and they for Kabbalah Mitzvah. The Pnei Yeshua says Vehei Nasan Lo'av means that they act as an apotropos. That they could there's a different type of zechiyah which is unique to a katan, where they're basically an apotropos, they're in charge of the katan because he's a katan, and they're very serious which deal with an apotropos, and that would work on a deraisa level. There is a diak, this is just all quickly, there is a diak in Rashi, Mago B'yayin Kasher, Dibra Masla Daz Beis Din, Rashi says Mago B'yayin Kasher, with the nafkamin of whether there's a good katan here. So the Bach points this out, Mago B'yayin Kasher is Dafka Din Derabanan. So it sounds like Rashi holds that it's really Din Derabanan against this Pnei Yeshua. Again, there's other ways to explain Vehein Nasan Lo'av, so it's not necessarily a problem. But Mago B'yayin Kasher is mashma that it's Derabanan. But what is interesting is that if you have other Rashis here which have, like, Higdil Yichol Limchos, if you look at Rashi, Divra Maskil Yichol Limchos, and Shuv Eini Yichol Limchos, once he reaches the age of a Gadol, and he's not Mocha, so Rashi says, therefore the Kiddushin is going to work, and he can have Onshin. So once he reaches the age of 13, even if you want to say that it works midirabanan as a katan, the mila and the tefillah, once he reaches the age of 13, so then it works midaraisa. He has nafkamin which have worked midaraisa. Which is an interesting idea that even though he's not doing a new mila and tefillah, it's the same mila and tefillah that he had as a katan, still, until he reaches the age of 13, it works only midirabanan, seemingly according to Rashi. Once he reaches the age of 13, so then it's going to work even midaraisa. If you say that it works as a zechiyah, that we're mezakeh him, at least the das, so then whatever happens b'shas tefillah at that time, so then the ramifications should stay even beyond the age of 13. If we tell him that the tefillah is l'shem geirus at the age of 5, so, and that only works midirabanan, so then that should also work midirabanan once he hits the age of 13. But if you say that they give you the Kabbalah mitzvahs, they're giving the child the Kabbalah mitzvahs, so then you could say that once he reaches the age of 13, perhaps he's the Kabbalah mitzvahs on his own, and then it could work midiraisa. Perhaps that could change. I mean, midirabanan, we're mezakeh him the Kabbalah mitzvahs, and that only works midirabanan, but once he reaches the age of 13, so then it would work midiraisa. Okay, so we'll stop here and we'll discuss Kabbalah mitzvahs tomorrow.